I would like to repeat a little bit what was the subject matter of our last discussion here and the beautiful Radha Krishna Bhavan of Bhakta Lemo. We had described the principle of the path. The principle of the path, very simply put, is that it is your direction which you take, your path in life, which will bring you to a certain destination, and not necessarily your good intention. The scriptures say, how can a man reach that which is lying in the east by going into the west? It's not possible. So, if we want a spiritual life and a very fulfilled life, we need to apply the principle of the path. We had discussed that while it is very easy to see in matters like driving, how important it is that you choose the right path or the right autobahn, which brings you to the destination, it's sometimes very, very difficult to apply this principle in our life. For instance, when it comes to health, we all know that health is coming about if I eat the proper things, if I have sufficient exercise, if I have a positive attitude in life. But most of the time we go like, you know, who cares? And we eat too much and kill ourselves and so on. Or we know in the quality of life, we know it's much better if I read good elevating literature and see a thought-provoking movie or entertainment. But where are we? We read Superman and Batman. It was interesting. I have friends in the Metropolitan Museum in New York. And every year when I go there, we are meeting with these friends. They are scholars in Princeton University. There's one, and then there are scholars who know Indian archaeology very well. They're quite well-known people, I found out later. And we always go into the Harappan civilization and the Sumerian civilization and the old Gothic things, and we look at the Romans. But the Metropolitan Museum told me that but then they said, we want to show you that part of the museum which is most well visited. And I thought, well, it may be the Egyptians, the pyramids or something. But I was surprised. It was a part in the museum which had Superman and Batman and Spider-Man, the heroes of contemporary civilization. You know, I told people, if you feed garbage to your mind, you will only be a garbage pile at the end of your life. So you have to, while it's very easy, this is my point, to understand the principle of the path when you are traveling, it is so difficult to apply the same thing in life. Often we find ourselves during our lives engaged with things which are really not interesting to us. We surround ourselves with people we really don't want to be with. We strive after goals which are really not important at the time when we lie on our deathbed and ask back, was that the life I wanted to live? And we do all these things which bring us to a miserable and not to where we wish to go. This was the discussion which we had last time. So at that time I said Hare Krishna, Dobro Doshli. I said, if we find ourselves on a way in life which doesn't bring me to my highest expectations, we should think of change. And I introduced a few principles of change. Here I want to just tell four principles. The first thing is, you should meditate about the question, will what I'm doing at the present moment bring me where I wish to go? It's a meditation which helps you to recognize what's going on in your life. You have to break this automatic mechanic style of life where you just are continuing by the force of habit. The next thing is you most probably have to sacrifice something. You have to throw something which is unessential away. Maybe a relationship which doesn't help you. Maybe an attitude, these negative thoughts, Vijanayaka, which go on in the mind. You may have to throw them away if you want a new life. So you have to make a sacrifice where you voluntarily push something out of your life. Maybe you do something like I did. I left Germany. I left a conference center in Germany where I was in charge of this. I totally changed my life 1.5 years ago. It's a sacrifice. It's not easy. People will not also understand you when you sacrifice something and say, no, this doesn't bring me where I wish to go in my life. Hare Krishna, Govindanana Gachanti, Yasam Sakvalam Sto Tividim. Hare Bol. This is like a train station with a train coming too late. Go Madhava, you brought prasadam.
Yes.
So you have to recognize by meditation what's going on in your life. Then you have to sacrifice something, and then you have to take to totally new activities. If you just give up something, Devashi Narada, but you don't fill the space with something new, then you will after some time feel and you have an empty heart. You just to give up something is not enough. You need to fill the space which has opened with something new, which is more positive, and you have to do it immediately. That's otherwise the old life which you have just given up comes back. I remember there was one devotee, there was one person in our Heidelberg temple who was a music lover, and he decided that this music which I'm listening doesn't bring me to self-realization, and he gave all his records away. But he didn't make the effort to invest into new art, new music, and one by one all the records came back. He said, I need to listen to this a little bit more closer. Maybe there's something which I have overheard up to now, which I couldn't hear so quickly. So, please make yourself comfortable. Do you want to have a little... Is this also a stolica and a table? Do you want to... Gachanti, do you want to sit on this multifunctional table?
Stolica.
Sorry?
No stolica.
No stolica. Okay. Govinda Nandan, you're a Novi Otats? Novi Otats needs a stolica. I will put this... Hare Krishna. So for those devotees who have come I will stop here and tell you, you have come, but you are a little late. So we have to tell you a little bit what we are discussing so far, because I very much care for Govindanandan and Gachanti. They are very important to me, these two devotees. Gachanti and Govindanandan, we talk about the principle of the path, that according to what path you take in your life, you will come to a certain destination. And sometimes when we are on the road, we have to stop, and then we have to ask ourselves the question, wait a minute, am I going in the right direction? Do I reach what is most important to my heart by taking this road? Because it is the path which decides your destination, not your intention. You may have a good intention, and so on. So sometimes when we are in the midst of the road of life and we find out, my God, I'm on the wrong road, this doesn't bring me to where I wish to go, we have to recognize which road is the better road, and then we have to make a sacrifice. We have to take some things, some people, some actions which we do, and we have to give them up. At that time, we create an empty space in our life. And this empty space is very interesting. There are no empty spaces in this world. There are only vacuums. And vacuums suck in things. So if you don't fill your life with the positive things which you wish to do henceforward, from now onwards, if you don't bring alternative actions and alternative relationships and alternative objects and alternative things in your life, the old things which you were attached to previously will come back to you, and you will not move on in your life. I believe this is a great mistake which people have made in my movement, the Hare Krishna movement, that they have given up their old life and their old culture, but they have not taken sufficiently care to create a new culture and a new life, and therefore the old life and the old values have been attracted by the principle of attachment into their lives again. Hare Krishna. But if you do this, recognize, sacrifice and a new action, you will find after some time great relief. Good that I did this. Good that I changed my life. It was not so easy, but now I am closer to where I really want to go in this short life which I have ahead of me. And you will feel so happy and so exalted and so inspired before you expire. Hare Krishna. This is what we discussed last week. Now we will go on. I want to ask a question to all of you. Why is it so difficult to change? I think let me ask another question before I ask this question. Is there something at the moment which you know you should be doing, but which you don't do? Anupama.
Plenty of things.
Hare Krishna. And Anupama, not I don't want to embarrass you. Let us all ask ourselves the same question. Are there maybe things which we do at present, thoughts which we think at the moment which don't bring us to the goal which we want to go. Plenty. If you look at the road which you are now taking, is it absolutely bringing you where you wish to go? I believe all of us have settled with some compromises in our life. Compromises which we intuitively feel don't make us happy. But we can't give them up. And does any one of you have an idea why it is so difficult to give up the old habits, thinking habits, old styles of living?
The weakness of the will,
weakness of the heart. Prabhupada says this is the main problem of those who are in the material world. Weakness of the will, power. Weakness of the heart, he said. Yeah, we are not so attracted. We don't have a higher taste. In psychology, people have found out when people settle into a life of habits, it is so difficult for them to change the habit, even if the habit kills them. When you do something 40 days, it becomes a habit, and that means it becomes something which is ingrained in your personality. It's almost like in these old records where they had grooves in the plastic. How do we call groove? Yeah. They become grooves in your personality, and they all, and you're forced to go always in the same way. It doesn't sound nice, but many people today are out of tune with the song of God. They are totally out of tune, Amrita Kelly, and they don't sound, they don't resonate to the wonderful flute play of Nasi Dragui Gospodin, of Krishna, isn't it? This is a great problem. We are out of tune. We are in our own groove. Eighty years. Same song. Every morning, the mind starts with the same old story, the same old song. And reality goes outside of us, and we are not connected with it. We are only connected with the story of our mind. The same old story. Boring, unhealthy, and not full of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Problems. And somehow the mind cheats us and invests a lot of hope. If I keep on doing the same things, new things will happen. This is the greatest amount of foolishness, Damayanti, to think if I keep on doing the same things which I'm already doing, totally new things happen in my life. Hare Krishna. They made an experiment with a jabats. They threw the jabats into hot water, and the jabats immediately jumped out. Oh, too hot, pain. Then they made an imitation jabats paradise. They put some little water in a pen, a little hill of sand, a touristic umbrella, and some nice reclining chair. some artificial grass, and then they slowly increase the temperature until the sand became uncomfortably hot. Then the Jabats jumped into the water, but the water was even hotter than the sand. So the Jabats thought, well, it's a paradise. It's such a good apartment here. And he went back on land again, but the land by now was glowing hot. And the poor frog ultimately would have died in the experiment if they wouldn't have taken the frog, taken him out. We are in the same situation. We invest hope and hope and hope in the same old story of our life to which we have become attached. And although we feel it's getting hotter and hotter, we think maybe it will change. We think this in terms of relationships which are already over. We think this in terms of our job. We think this in terms of our finances. We think this in terms of our free time which we have. Maybe what I'm already doing, it will, although it's now uncomfortable, it will somehow turn into paradise. I mean, in the movies it always does. That's why people like to go to movies. They tell stories of success. Happy endings. So, you know why this is so? Why people keep on in the same style of life? It is because of they have developed attachments which bind them to this world. Something has grabbed their attention. It's always like this. We walk down the road of our life and something happens which grabs our attention. We say also it captures our attention, and then it moves us in a new direction. For most of you, there is a positive example. You were walking down in Zagreb, all of a sudden you saw the Hare Krishna devotees chanting on the road. It grabbed your attention, and then the rest is your life. Some of you moved into the temple. It was like this with me. I was at a Rolling Stones concert, and before the wildness started, I saw a Hare Krishna devotee at the entrance of the concert singing with a pair of carters. It really grabbed my attention. I was on my way to dance on the stage with the Rolling Stones, but I could never forget that devotee, and I was a little out of harmony with the I can't get no satisfaction. I had my mouth harmony, but I played the wrong notes in the microphone and it was not right, because I thought this devotee challenged my whole life, you know. It grabbed my attention, and then I've gone to Afghanistan, to India, to Belgium, to America, and ended up in Zagreb. Because something grabbed my attention. But many times the things which grab our attention are, for unfortunately, material, and maybe a hope for some career grabs our attention. Maybe the example of a materialistic man or a materialistic woman grabs our attention. Maybe we walk down the street and then we meet her or him who looks only nice from the outside, but the character is very disturbed, and we are We are going in the wrong direction in our lives. And one day we wake up, we have five maladetes, we think, oh my God, if this wouldn't have happened, if 30 years ago this wouldn't have grabbed my attention, I would be totally different now. No? This is, in Sanskrit, the things which grab our attention are usually called prayas. Prayas are things which are not good for us in the long term. Opposed to prayers, the things which grab our attention, which invade our consciousness, like maybe for some people drugs, or making holidays somewhere, or fashion, or building an expensive house, and so on. You know, these things which grab the attention are only good for a little time. But opposed to this is what is called shreyas, what is good on the long run. And these things which are good on the long run usually don't have this quality of grabbing our attention. The things which are good on the long run, we have to give our attention to. Let me repeat this. The things in this mayic world, in this illusory world, which grab our attention, are usually the things which are not good in the long run. How do we say in the long run? Yeah. The things which are good for us in the long run, we usually have to give our attention to. I would like to give an example from my life. Health. I have these exercises which are, I call one exercise the Auschwitz exercise, the other exercise is the Dachau exercise, and the most Dragosti exercise, I call it the Hellish Planet exercise. But they are so good, these exercises. They are very, very powerful. They come from martial arts, and you have to bend back, and you have to basically stretch your muscles so long that the muscle is forced to build new muscle substance. These are the exercises. I know I cannot teach them to anyone because no one wants an Auschwitz exercise. But if I do them, and if I eat, I eat this macrobiotic diet, which is extremely regulated, and it's every day very much the same, and certain things, all the things which you usually like, you cannot eat. I have done this now for more or less, I have surrendered to Radha Kripa, my cook, more or less. Some things she doesn't know and she will never know. And the doctors who investigate the blood now and who do these things say, you are so healthy, a miracle has happened. Because I had to give my attention to some things which build up strength. Or education. Our Dina Dayal has just written a wonderful doctoral thesis on the relationship of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and Madhvacharya. It's a fantastic work. I'm so proud of you, Dina Dayal. But I know you had to research for this, you had to sit down, you had to sometimes even read boring books to extract the essential points out of it, and so on. And now you have made your examination and you can now move on in your life. These things which bring us to a high degree, or during japa, we learn this during japa retreat. Our Zasha has learned this so nicely. you have to, when the main thing which we learn when we go on a japa retreat and learn how to chant the mantra and get the most out of it is give attention, pull the mind back from somewhere. And then all of a sudden, phenomenal results come. The results are so big that if you continue on this path, you will actually see Krishna coming out of the sound vibration of the holy name by giving attention. But there are many things we know during meditation which grab our attention. You know, the things which we have to do, and then there is this, such an interesting documentary in the TV this evening. You know, and then, oh, my favorite band is in town. And there are so many things, or the mind will play the same old story. Would you like to hear the old groove? No, not really. But then it starts already. And then it pulls our attention away, and then the result of our spiritual exercise is not so good. Another example of giving attention to is when we live in a temple for some time and give our attention to the discipline program, get up in the inhuman time, 4 o'clock, and come to the Mangal Arati and give our attention to the lectures and to the deities. And in the beginning, it is a little struggle. It takes a week. But then all of a sudden we see a magical change in our heart. We actually become detached from our story, our material entanglement, and we can start a new way of living and a new way of thinking. It's amazing. The things which you have to give, which you give attention to, when you invest in them regularly, you will see amazing results. I have a question for you. What are the things which you should give more attention to in your life? Are there such things? Let us just think about one thing. Gachanti, please think about what would be the one thing which you are not doing at the present, but which when you would do it would give in the long run a fantastic result.
Don't say it,
just privately. Could you all understand this question? It's a good question, isn't it? Amrita Kelly, what is one thing which you are not doing? This is important at the moment. But if you would do it, it would change your whole life. These are things which are very powerful principles, usually, which we discover when we ask this question. Shivaye, one thing which you're not doing, but if you would do it, it would change your life so positively. Poh. This is how you have to go in your life. Here's a verse for you. You see, I try to learn it for you. Tasmadikena manasa Bhagavan sattvatam pati Shrotavyas kirtitavyascha Dyeya puja cha nityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, laser mind, Ivana, laser mind, concentrated, one should constantly hear about, glorify, meditate, and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of His devotees. Here we learn of 4 things we should give our attention to. First, hear about Krishna. This is called Shravanam. Then we should talk about Krishna or sing about Krishna, chant the mantra, this is called kirtanam, then we should meditate. Every day, we should sit down and do a simple meditation. I am an eternal soul. I'm part of God. Every day. And then, every day, you should worship Krishna. In our temple, we do this. Every day, we come before the altar and we worship Krishna. The temple actually, the life is meant to do these four instructions. To hear about Krishna, to glorify Him, to meditate about Him, and to worship Him. And if you do this, you will find that Krishna will protect you from material life and material consciousness. Wonderful, isn't it? You want to read this text in your own reading time. It's in the first canto, second chapter of the Bhagavatam, text 14, Srimad Bhagavatam 1-14. 14, 1-4. So it's very, very difficult to change your old ways. Most of the time it's only possible when you have an almost traumatic experience. However, you can change if you learn to give your attention to the right things. To change your old life like this is very difficult. This is what I want to say. But because something has grabbed your attention, the things of which you do in your old life have grabbed your attention, but it can be changed quite easily by if you give your attention regularly to it. I want to give you an example. There was once a great scholar. He lived in the 14th century. His name was Bilva Mangala. And he lived on the bank of a river. Now, on the other bank of the river, on the other side of the river, there was a beautiful prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. She was practiced in the arts of the flesh. Oof. So, Bilva Mangala, the great scholar, had seen her once when she took a bath in the river, and it captured her attention. That same night he visited her, and from that day on he visited her every, I don't know if Swakidan, but very often. So one day it so happened that monsoon came and the river was full of water, so much so that the bridge was swept away. But because Chintamani had captured Bilva Mangala's mind, he decided to cross the river, and he managed to do so with the help of a dead corpse. You know, corpses are sometimes inflating the bellies, then they float very nicely on the river. I have seen it in India. I have seen down the Ganges coming these corpses, and on top of them cross and picking into. Hare Krishna, no need to discuss this any further. We want to take prasadam in the evening, and we can't hear this example to the end. So he went through the river and swam through the river. And when he came to the little castle in which Chintamani lived, there was he tried to make noise to wake Chintamani up, because it was already in the midst of the night and a storm was blowing. But Chintamani didn't hear him, so he climbed the wall on something which looked to him like a liane. But when he reached the top of the wall and looked at the liana, he found out it was a fiery snake. He had such a shock that he fell down the other side into the court of Chintamani and hurt himself badly. And he called out, "Chintamani, Chintamani, I'm dying." So she opened the door and she saw him, a pile of misery and broken bones. And she said, "What are you doing here?" "You know what I'm doing," said Bilva Mangala. "I'm following my passion because something has grabbed my attention when I saw you bathing that day in the river." Chintamani took him in the house and nursed him and healed his wounds. And when he was somewhat, you know, all right, and approached her for a romantic meeting, Chintamani said, "Oh, Bilva Mangala, have you not learned? If you would give the same attention which you give to me, to enjoying this flesh and this bones, to your eternal spiritual life, you would by now be self-realized." So this is what spiritual life means, to follow the advice of Chintamani, to give the attention and not allow that our attention is grabbed and captured and taken away by things which lead us in the wrong direction. So this is the easier method, and in this Bhagavatam verse, how we should hear about Krishna, glorify him, and then finally meditate about him and worship him, and then Krishna will protect us. Now, I want to say, up till now, what you have heard is something which you can also hear. Maybe not so spiritual, but you can hear it also in the self-improvement literature. But bhakti is something, is still a higher dimension. In bhakti we understand it's very difficult to change and to transform ourselves, to transform our karmic impulses and so on. It's very, very difficult. Therefore, in bhakti, we don't rely on our own powers, Lemo. This is very important. In bhakti, we call upon higher powers, higher energies, which can help us. There is a verse which we chant regularly, kayena vacha manasendiyeva. Whatever I do with my body, words, mind, senses, and my intelligence, I offer to the Supreme Thinking, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. Wherever you go, wherever you have your mind, and your action, and your senses in action, Damayanti, you should purposefully offer it in the service of Krishna. You should strive for a higher connection in your life. And when you do this, then all of a sudden you call actually upon higher powers, the energy of the Lord. Because if you absorb your mind in Krishna, then by Krishna's power, what you do will be successful. It's almost like when I go with my little body, which can run, I don't know how fast we can run, 50 kilometers an hour, or that's a very fast. Huh? What is normal? 20 kilometers an hour. I can reach one goal, but if I go into an airplane. Wow, I can go 900 kilometers an hour easily, because I connect myself with the higher powers of the airplane. So if I can reach yoga or connection with Sri Krishna by absorbing my mind in him and not thinking any longer material thoughts, but thinking spiritual thoughts, then I will develop, I will be in contact with a higher energy. It's almost like lighting on a fire in a candle, and by the power of this candle, the wax will start to melt. So if I put Krishna into my mind, the old limitations, the old grooves, the old story will start to melt away. And you think in an entirely different way. I don't want to embarrass our Banu Nandini, but I have to give an example where Banu Nandini actually taught me about this. We were in the eco village and we were looking, and we, you know, it's good if we have one piece of land. So we have our big piece of land, but in the midst there is someone, a French hippie, a Parlez vous Francais hippie, who lives there with his goats and so on. And I was thinking for a moment, I must admit, oh, maybe we can ask him if he wants to move and give us this land, then we give him land somewhere else. I thought like this. And then, but Banu Mandini said, nice that he's here. There will be kirtan on the left and on the right of him, and he will eat prasadam, and then we have one more devotee in the eco village. It was a different type of thinking. And I thought it was a nicer thinking than my thinking, you know. So it is really, in bhakti, the old grooves, the old thoughts of the mind will change, because we call upon our higher power, we bring in Krishna into the mind, and Krishna has one quality. In Sanskrit, it's called Satya Sankalpa. Sankalpa is an intention, something which you want. Now, for a normal soul like us, there's always a difference between our intention and what happens in life. You know, that was one of my points which I made. We may have good intention, but we sometimes end up totally in a different place. I wanted to actually go somewhere else because we have chosen a different path, you know. But for Krishna, it is such that whatever is in his intention, that's already satya. Satya means truth. Krishna just needs to want this universe, and pain is there. Because Krishna's energies are pervading everything. So if a devotee connects himself with Krishna, then some of this Krishna-ness, or the qualities of Krishna, will work. And I think we always see this, for instance, when we are on our altar doing things, and Krishna seems to organize everything in a wonderful way. Isn't it? Those who have worshipped Krishna on the altar, like our pujaris, have noticed that for Krishna, miracles are always happening. I was thinking like this when we were on the Japa retreat, and all of a sudden the delphins were dancing with us, and Lassie attended Hare Krishna, the dog, and the owner of the place dressed in zari. You know, that was Krishna changed the atmosphere. You can really expect miracles when you connect your mind with Krishna, because at that time it's no longer your old story which works, but Krishna's will. This is the idea of yoga. You are connected with something higher, which exerts its power upon you, even though you don't know of it. That the religious experience or spiritual experience is really not because of our own power. It is because another power goes through us. This is also the mystery of chanting. This is why chanting is so good. When you chant, you should just stop your mental story. No expectations even. No mind. It's a stage of the no mind. No, the mind is no longer active in thinking, the old conditioned mind. And all of a sudden, the sound vibration creates a new energy field in you and moves you in an entirely new direction. You just need to chant. Or do any other thing, any other process which connects you with Krishna, which makes yoga. Which attains yoga. Because Krishna is Satya Sankalpa, his intention is already Satya, the truth. Now I'm coming almost to the end. I have a question for you. I would actually like, would you like if we make a little workshop? Is this all right? Lemo, is it a good idea?
Yes.
Good. Because I want to activate you now. I will, please come a little bit more. My partner will be Chivoye. I will work with Chivoye. Please find yourself a partner. You will discuss with him something. A partner for what? For cooking? No, it's no cooking workshop. Find yourself a partner. Has every one of you found a partner? Sasha, who is your partner? sorry, Sasha is with Mariana. Yes. Sankarshan. Sankarshan, you have one. Gomaleva, who is your partner? Okay. Devashi? Everyone, Lemo, you have found. So, who is partner A? And who... I'm partner A, is it alright? And who is partner B? Dobro, yes. Okay, so I just want... So, partner B will go first. Listen, before you start talking, you have to know about what? Give a short description of what you consider your ideal life. Is it difficult? Short. You will have 2.5 minutes for this. Start now. But please don't talk about pizzas and something else. Ideal life, okay? Not my ideal pizza.
So I have to tell you what my ideal life is.
Yes. Hare Krishna, how is it going? Some good things come out? Mm. This is very good. This is a kirtan, isn't it? So, my dear devotees, I'm doing this exercises with you to bring you to the last and most important question of this seminar. And I feel it's necessary that you need to discuss this so that it will not be just a theoretical another lecture where you feel in the lecture, wow, Maharaj spoke so animated about Bilva Mangala Thakur and about giving attention versus being captured in our attention, and then you go home and nothing happens. I really want you to go home as rich people from this Sangha, and therefore listen very carefully about the last question. Now this question which I'm asking you, I request you to find the answer with the utmost sincerity of your heart, because what you will now say, I will request partner B or the other partner to remind you after a month if you're really doing what you say now. Is it clear? Govind Anandam is going, my God. Yes, so we Gashanti Gurak, maybe I should run out of here. No, it's very serious. So, Buddhi is green. This is a question. To which one activity will you give more attention in the next time which is coming to you? Please think of one activity which is real, where you can realistically give more attention, which will bring you to your desired ideal life. Do you understand the question? No? Let me repeat. We have discussed so far that often our life captures our attention. It steals us. It makes us a prisoner, so to say, with a certain force. And these are often the prayers-oriented activities, which are good for the long term. We get along with our friends. We float along in our life. But there are other activities which are shreyas in Sanskrit, which are, in other words, very powerful activities which have certain powerful principles in them, and which, when we do them regularly, bring a good result over the long term. For instance, a good diet, or regular exercise, or regular reading in the scriptures, to give a spiritual example now, or better communications with others, or working on a spiritual project which we do. Which activity, in other words, will you give more attention to in the future, so that it brings you to your desired goal? Do you understand? Gachandi doesn't understand. Banu Nandini can tell. You understand, huh? But it should be something which you do. Banu Nandini, you should ask Gachandi, are you doing this? Or I will ask Srivaye, are you doing this?
In
real life, yeah. In real life. No longer an exercise. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry that you came to a sangha which is a little, which is not like a party. It's serious. Your partner has run out already. Dina Dayal has flown away. Dina, don't run away. It's important. All right.
Yeah. Well, I started to tell you about this, it's, you know, the span of...
And one thing, those who know the art of emphatic communication, they should help their partner to identify their needs. Because then if you understand it, I have a need to change my life. If you understand this, then you will change it. If you don't think, feel it's necessary, then you think, oh, not so important. Hari Bol, may I ask you, Uredu, have you finished or do you need more time? Sorry?
We just started,
yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Continue to talk on these things with each other. This really is the meaning of Sangha, association, where we talk about these deeper aspirations and how we can get them. I would like to tell you about something which was going on in our discussion group, without telling too much of a detail, but I thought there was an important principle which I should share with you. We found out that that there is a great need in us to go deeper into the substance of Krishna consciousness, but one of us, I think you can understand who this is, did feel a little hopeless if he could realize this need to be, to be authentic and live the life he understood, the spiritual life, which in his heart of heart he had accepted. And he had then he devised a strategy, because the plan was, what should you do which brings you, what should you give attention to which brings you towards your ideal life? And he said something which I immediately could understand was totally unrealistic. He wouldn't do it. Maybe tomorrow he would do it, but not the day after tomorrow. So then we talked about something where our partner could make. I asked him, where do you make spiritual experience? And the devotee lamented to me and said, yeah, when I'm at the Japa retreat or in India or in, then my spiritual life seems to jump forward like anything. But when I come into my four walls, I seem to lose everything. Who has this experience? That you have peak experiences, they're called epiphanies, and then you come back into the reality. I know that sometimes I don't want to come back in the West. When I'm already flying over Istanbul, then I can see the German Maya is already starting to announce itself in the horizon, you know. So, but then I told my partner something which I believe very strongly is that, see, why don't you see it in a different way? You have an ability to make spiritual advancement. Isn't that wonderful? So why don't you do these things where you do make your spiritual advancement? Make a pilgrimage to India. Make a, you know, push the envelope there where you can have a spiritual peak experience and do that. I always worked my whole spiritual life like this. If everything goes wrong, I will just pack all my things and join India Dumna Maharaj's Sankirtan party, where I sing from morning till evening, and then I fall into my bed And the next morning I go into some little town of Poland and again sing from morning till evening, and then I'm all right. So why lament about the things which don't work, and try to make a strategy that I have to make these things work, which have not worked the last 15 lifetimes? Why not make a strategy to fulfill my need, my spiritual need, in the areas which will work? And you have to sometimes see where this works. There is this famous example of a person looking for the key for his... A drunken man, he had lost his key, and he was looking for the key to his house. So a policeman came and said, "Can I help you?" Hips, "Yes, I look for my key." "Where did you lose it?" the policeman said. "You're down 50 meters down the street where there is no light." But why do you look now under the lantern? How do we say?
Lampa.
Why do you look under the lampa? Because there's so much light here. You know. So sometimes we just look for our Duchonne advancement in places where we will never make it. Because we feel there's so much light, so much institutional light is on this place, or so much Shastric light is so much on this place, or so much Guru light is on this place, you know. But we may have lost, our chances may wait at another place for us. I recognize this in my life, that I'm so creative and so interested in so many things. I started to go to India every year, imagine, and live somewhere with the snakes and the monkeys and the whoever else wants to be with me during that time, and just chant. And I have made so much, I've seen so many things in my spiritual life which are so wonderful. I stop looking for the key where I cannot find it. And I can guarantee each one of you, wherever you are situated at this time of your life, there is an area where the key is just waiting for you. You just have to budi kreativni. Kreativni? Kreativ, no. Oh. Budi te
kreativni.
Creative, yes. Yeah. Budi te, creative. Ni. Ni? Oh. You're sure? But he's in at
creative ni.
Creative ni, okay. And you just have to know, you really have to connect yourself with your spiritual need and then develop the right strategy to fulfill it. This will always work. Don't give up, and in good association you will find it. But my seminar, or my what I wanted to tell in these two things is, let us not tolerate if we see that we are on the path which doesn't bring us to the spiritual to the goal where we want to go. Then we have to learn to give attention where we can give attention, and then all of a sudden everything has changed. It's amazing. You know, when I was in the hospital bed and I was really feeling, oh, I will never again come to normal life, I started to dance every day in my mind for half an hour. This was my sadhana. I just imagined myself dancing before Radha Shyam Sundar with flying dhotis leading kirtan. Often I danced alone, because when you lead kirtan, you have to look at other people. Can they follow the melody you sing, or is it too high or too low, or is it too brisu or too slow, and so on. So I danced alone every day half an hour, And I know, if I do this for half a year, soon I will dance. Even only in the mind. It's so powerful if you invest in the things which you can do. There's never ever a time where you cannot fulfill your spiritual need. You just may have to use another strategy. I remember when Vikramakeshari came from Split, because I couldn't eat anything any longer, and I knew Vikrama has the secret recipes. So he came to Split, and I went out of the bed for the first time, and I said, and I, because he is strong, he's bodybuilder, I just put my body on his head, and I walked under great pain. And he said, do you have to go with so much pain? I said, yes, because I want to dance. I have prepared for 6 days for this moment. Now don't discourage me. And so on. This is, it's very important, my dear devotees, to use the right strategy to fulfill your needs. You can always fulfill your needs, even if you have to dance in your mind, Tamayanti, or Vijayadayaka. And then you will be very happy. But I want to now tell you my goal, what I think very much about. I know that Prabhupada said, we do have our place already in the spiritual world. It is waiting for us. And with this understanding that Krishna is interested in us, he is wanting us to be in his dance of love. With this understanding, I think we should give every day attention to something which will make us qualified to go into the spiritual spiritual place. I said in Serbia that in the rays which emanate from Krishna's body, there somehow is your spiritual body already. It's already there. You can say, you can compare it with maybe a little house which has your name, Lemo. Or little, if you like cars as an example, I think Amrita Kelly likes fast cars. There is already your spiritual identity, Amrita Kelly, which is like, it has Amrita Kelly on it. It's meant for you. It is waiting for you. It's there. So shouldn't we align our lives? Align means to put it in the direction where we can go to that goal. What do you think? Little step towards that goal. Little baby steps, we can say. Like the baby of our Govinda Nandan is already walking or a little too young?
Preparing.
So that little steps we should go in this direction. And these little steps will make all the differences at the end of our life where we are. These little baby steps which we do now, they will make all the difference. Let me give you an example from geometry. Let us say I want to make a line or a woolen line from this corner or line from this corner to that corner. If I'm not totally on line now, if it is a little bit too much here, the line will end in the kitchen, but not in this corner. So at this moment, we have to somehow put our life, even if it's not very far, what we can do, but the direction has to be already all right. The intention has to be there. Something in our mind has to be done. And in spiritual life, it's so nice. When Krishna sees you cultivate the right intention, then it's different than in these self-help books where there is no Krishna. Krishna is is called Bhava Grahi Janarana. He sees in his devotees the right intention and then he helps them to fulfill it. But it means that you have to act as a devotee. You have to connect yourself with Krishna. Now, have to have the right direction and it will work. Hare Krishna. And that one day when we will have our Sangha in the spiritual world, we will remind ourselves of this lecture.
Can we keep this couch?
Hare Krishna. There are much better couches. Although this is certainly a very good couch, yes. I want to encourage you, even if you dance every day for 2 minutes in your mind, I think, Gachanji, that would be a project for you. When you go to your office, 5 minutes you dance in your mind and you sing like a mad woman with ecstatic movements in your mind. You go and then you come in your office, Haribol, Haribol. And then from there you will make huge advancement. You are so wonderful in your heart, so playful, so creative. Something in the mind. That's called spontaneous devotional service. That's called meditation. And then we don't have to be afraid of a life which is sometimes, for the moment where we are living it, sometimes not yet the ideal life which we wish. This was what I wanted to bring to you as my present. I hope it is a little useful. And please sometimes remind your partner, if he doesn't run away, you can say, Dina Dayal, how are you doing? Philip, how are you doing? I will certainly remind Rivoye, who was my guru in this situation. Teaching me how sometimes we have to take different strategies to fulfill our needs. So, Hare Krishna. Now we have 2 minutes before I wanted to just sing with you for really 3 more minutes to conclude the session and then we will take some prasadam. Is that alright?